Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
What's a labor shed and how do communities use them? Let's go in-depth with Carla Isink with the Marion County Development Commission. Carla, what's a labor shed?
A labor shed is defined by commuting patterns. So unlike in the olden times, they used to take labor sheds and do the studies by geographic boundaries, such as counties or cities. And today they look at more the commuting patterns of the actual workers in those areas. And how they do the study is that they actually ask existing employers for the residential zip codes of their employees. So that gives them an idea within an area where the workers are currently coming from in an area. And so a labor shed is then done, a survey, in that area where actual workers are coming, understanding that where actual workers are coming today is probably the higher probability of where future workers may come from. So it doesn't have nice and neat geographic borders like some studies might have, but it really is a truer sense for employers and future employers of what the labor market is.
And that's a whole different thing than where people who live here work, because we could work out of county too.
Right. And a lot of times what you'll find in a labor shed is that the higher concentrations may be around key transportation corridors. For instance, in our county, you look at the Highway 5 corridor, you look at the 163 corridor, there may be people from farther away that are coming in to work in a higher density than some places that are close just because transportation is better. So that factors into what an area's labor shed is as well.
All right, so where are people that work here? Where do they come from?
Well, you know, not surprisingly, you know, most of them are geographically close. But, you know, if you look at the Pella Labor Shed that was just released, you know, you're seeing a good concentration of folks coming down from the Ottumwa area, the Albia area, obviously Oskaloosa for a long time. Mahaska County has been a real big feeder into Marion County and our employers here in Pella and Knoxville and Pleasantville and all around. But we do see a good amount of folks coming from the north, from Grinnell, from Newton, from Sully and those areas, as well as the Des Moines area. And, you know, we have the challenge that we are located by Des Moines, but it's also an opportunity sometimes for employees, especially if they're in a two-person income family. One person might go one way and another person might go a different way as far as employment.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Carla Isink with the Marion County Development Commission. A few years ago, I met a couple of guys that came to Vermeer, I think it was, from Missouri. Is that still happening?
I would guess so. You know, obviously those are not high concentrations, so this study really focuses on the areas that have higher concentrations, but we see people traveling from all types of distances right now, and obviously with the remote workers, we have people working in a lot of different areas that might not necessarily be commuting right now because of COVID.
Okay, so now what do you and employers do with this information? I presume it's got statistics, you know, so many people come from Poweshiek County, so many people come from Keokuk County, et cetera, the proportion. What do you do when you know that?
Well, the first thing that we find out is how many people are employed and likely to change employment. So it gives us a sense of how many people out there who are currently working would be open to another employment opportunity. It also helps us understand the unemployed and how likely they are to accept a position, as well as homemakers and retired folks, to get a sense of where is the available recruitable workforce for those employers that are looking to hire. The other extremely valuable information that it provides is it talks about benefits And of those looking to change employment, we look at what types of benefits are important for them. We also have data as far as what wage or salary levels they would require to move and how willing they would be to travel how many distance as far as miles. So it gives us an idea of workforce recruitment. So whether it's an existing industry or business that's looking to recruit employees, or whether it's a new industry moving into the region to look at, well, is there enough employees and what wage levels and what benefit levels would I have to offer to be competitive? So it helps them to get a sense of how competitive they are in the market and to understand what are the things that are important. It also provides information on where people are going to search for job information. So that's helpful from a marketing standpoint, as well as kind of the education level, and as well as we get a sense within the targeted industry studies of how many people might be in the labor shed area that are mechanical engineers. Just to get a sense of how many total mechanical engineers are in the labor shed, it helps to understand what's available here. So we do have four targeted studies that they completed, besides the general labor shed study. So they completed a study within the advanced manufacturing sector, the finance and insurance, the warehousing and distribution, and biotechnology. So we have additional kind of drill down data for each of those sectors as well. In addition to the labor shed that they did in the Pella area, Iowa Workforce Development also did one in all of our nine counties that we belong to in the Opportunity Squared region, which is basically counties kind of around the Ottumwa area. And that regional labor shed is also available now. So employers can look at what does the Pella labor shed study look like, what does the Opportunity Squared regional study look like, and what does the Des Moines partnership, which we also belong to, look like. So they can get a good comparable idea of benefits and wages and where they fit and what they might have to offer to lure folks.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Carla Isink with the Marion County Development Commission. And so does this become an opportunity for local business and industry to then recruit, or is it just something to help bring new businesses in?
No, it's definitely to help them recruit, because you find out if, for instance, you have a clerical position and you're trying to fill it and you're having trouble filling that position and you're not exactly understanding why. As an existing employer, you can look at where wages are for entry and experienced people in that position in the labor shed and what benefits that they're looking for. And so you may be able to adjust what you're offering to be able to recruit the best talent, or to be able to find enough in a talent pool area for a specific job description to be able to be successful in getting the candidate you want. So it's not only just for recruiting businesses in, but it's really for existing industry that are looking to recruit employees, whether that be to fill a new position or whether that be to fill a position that's been vacated.
Okay, well, and this sounds like it's not only good for employers, but it's also good for employees.
Right. It gives folks a sense of what similar occupational titles are. It gives you the average, it gives you entry level, it gives you experienced, and so you start to understand, you know, where your current salary might be compared to other, like I said, for instance, clerical or accountants or whatever it might be, whatever occupational title you're under. So it does give you a sense of where you fall, and it also provides like I said, with employers, it provides them like percentages. So say at $19 an hour, you might be able to recruit 65% of the people that are out there looking in that occupational code. So there's a lot of good information, mostly for employers, but certainly as folks are interested in what's happening within their occupational code, it also provides information for that too.
Well, it would seem to be good that we live in a place where a lot of people come to work, But is there a negative side to that in the sense that they come here, earn money, and then spend it elsewhere?
Yeah, sometimes that, yeah, we certainly have that. I know one of the statistics that was provided in the Labor Shed study is out commuting out of Pella. And just for Pella itself, there's about 24% of folks that go somewhere else, which equates to 1,700 folks that are living in Pella but working in other communities. Now, that might be working in Oskaloosa or Knoxville, but about a fourth of those people are going to somewhere else for opportunities for employment. So, you know, it does get into some of that commuting pattern data. We obviously have a lot more folks that commute into Marion County than commute out of Marion County. Old statistics, this particular study doesn't cover it, but I know at one time we had about well over 2,500 people just from Mahaska County that come into Marion County to work every day and, of course, then take that money back home. That's exactly why our communities and us were involved. We did the housing study a couple of years ago because we knew we were growing jobs, but we were not growing residents because our population was staying very much the same. So the housing initiatives that are going on in Pleasantville and Pella and Knoxville are all a response to try to get more of our workers both living and working in the county so we get the benefits of those job growth.
Well, and the people working get the benefits of living closer to work, and then the town gets the benefits, the towns get the benefits of the more taxpayers, more people buying, you know, stuff
right.
in local stores. So it's a good, it's a win-win.
And it's also a retention issue because people who have less commuting time are also probably going to be happier with their current position, where if somebody, for instance, is recruiting into or is traveling in to a job in Pella or Knoxville and they're living in Altoona, after a certain period of time they start looking at jobs in Altoona instead of commuting into our area. And so that hurts retention just because sometimes people get tired of those commuting long commutes. And so it's much better for retention if folks have a shorter commute time.
Okay. Any other lessons that can be learned from this study?
Well, the study is done. The Iowa Workforce Development a couple years took over the study and doing the study. And so the good news is that what the state has dedicated to is doing the study every other year. So we'll have a Labor Shed study done every 2 years, which keeps the data current for both employers and for recruitment for businesses. So that's a great service that Iowa Workforce Development is doing now for us. Previous to that, our communities had to pay for these studies. Now, the downside is before we had two nodes in Marion County. We had a node for Pella and a node for Knoxville. Now they have decided at the state level that they will only do one node per county. So the Pella Labor Shed study is the only one that's being done currently for Marion County. But a lot of the folks in Knoxville can use that information as well, because what we've known in the past is the labor sheds are fairly similar. So that's just a little bit of clarification of what went on in the transition of Iowa Workforce Development taking over the labor sheds.
Anything in this study that surprised you?
It was interesting to me, I would say, how very important paid vacation and paid time off were to people looking for employment or looking to change employment compared to other benefits that I would think would have been higher on the list. But that one became, that was probably the one shocker to me of how important that was. I think healthcare stayed about the same from what people currently have to what they expect to have. But there was definitely some folks looking for some options of employers that provide that service as a benefit.
Wow, that is very interesting. And so is that a change or a new question?
I don't know. I think it's just a case of perhaps people looking for that, or maybe more employers are taking those things away. And I'm not sure why it's happened, but it just became a very important benefit, I think. And so certainly employers who are providing paid time off or paid vacation leave, that could be a marketing tool to try to get additional employees.
Anything else you'd like to share today?
Now, certainly people can go to our MarionCountyIowa.com. If you look under the jobs portion of the website, you'll find this study as well as the segmented sector studies. You can also go on to Iowa Workforce Development and go into their Labor Shed tab, and you can look at both all the regional studies, and you can also play around with some of the wage information and pull down some of that as well. And certainly if any of our businesses or folks out there have questions, they can certainly contact our office or contact me by email at Carla@redrockarea.com.
Thanks to Carla Isink for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in-depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIA KRLS.